they're going to try to push that out there. And yeah, they ended up with a frozen season because, you know, they couldn't let it go. And
wow, that's a terrible joke.
Yes, yes.
Please
yes.
pet the dog.
Please or pet the, dog the damn will- dog. Black Market Toast Podcast, where we take a piece of media out of the cupboard, dust it off, toast it up, and serve it as something completely new. This is episode number 85, and in this episode, we will be jumping off of Trainspotting, which I remembered as being a more lighthearted story than seeing
the depressing
now.
Fucking film that it was.
But really, it's a drama, action, comedy. It's one of those movies that kind of goes all over the place.
Yeah, it does. And I agree. Watching it with adult eyes, because I don't think I've seen this movie since I was in high school.
Right.
Watching it with adult eyes and adult perspective, it's a lot sadder.
Yeah,
film
yeah. I mean,
than it was
yeah, I mean,
back
the
then.
Dead baby scenes hit a lot harder.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, when I saw it, you know, I was in my 20s, and I think really it manages to grasp what it's like to be in your 20s.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're in your 20s, you just kind of you go along for the ride with the movie.
Right.
And you don't necessarily think about, oh my God, that's fucking horrible.
Right.
And you know, it's about heroin addiction, but at the same time, it's about those friends that you have in your 20s.
I was about to say, it uses heroin addiction as a vehicle for telling the story.
Yes.
Like,
it's
not a movie about heroin addiction, you know,
right,
it's a
right.
movie about heroin addicts. So,
yes, yes.
You know. But it's, yeah. And it's true. I mean, I guess in our youth, we all had friends like these guys.
Yeah, and those friends can grow up and not be those guys later on. I haven't seen the second one. They came out with the second one.
No, I haven't seen it either.
And it came out like 5 years ago. And it's the grown-up versions. And I've heard good things about it and just haven't gotten around to watching
it. There would have been more hoopla to it.
No,
because Trainspotting was kind of one of those. I don't know if it was a cult classic, but it was definitely a darling. Like, it was an indie darling.
Yeah, and it got like a 1 week friggin'. I think it
national
got a 1 week
release.
Theater run, you know, barely, it. And then it's on demand, but not on like Netflix or anything, or I would have watched it already.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's a story about heroin addicts who, you know, are and about 20-somethings trying to figure out a way to make a path into a world that doesn't have a path for them.
Right.
And you know, all the misadventures that come along with that, but really it's a timeless tale almost, but you know, through the eyes of 1990s London and an excellent movie soundtrack. This is another one of those movies with an excellent soundtrack. It's, you know, whatever the house/rock fusion thing that was going on in
the 90s
in England in the 90s,
yeah.
Where you end up with Iggy Pop and Elastica and all that stuff thrown together.
Yeah.
And it works well in the movie.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
It does. It's funny. One of the guys that's in my soccer group
mm-hmm.
was actually like an acid house DJ in England in the
90s. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That was
so,
his thing.
Yeah, so yeah.
So yeah, like he comes from that
acid
culture.
House. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so he's, I don't know if it's one of his songs is in the movie soundtrack. Who knows? It very well could have been. Like apparently he like had a couple hits.
Right, right.
But yeah, so whenever we have group get-togethers, he's always the DJ. And he's very, very good. But it's
And then,
yeah.
And then Morrissey comes out and, you know, kill the DJ.
Yeah.
Isn't that a Smith song,
I
guess?
I think so.
Yeah. It's a Black Mirror episode, at
yeah.
least.
Yeah. Yeah.
Based on the Smith song.
But they've, yeah, I guess Morrissey's kind of a guy who's...
An asshole?
It's so funny. Well, no, it's so funny because for the longest time, he was kind of this progressive... You know,
yeah,
monolith.
Yeah.
Where everyone was like, "Oh, Morrissey, great guy,
yeah, yeah,
great
yeah.
guy, great guy." he's a fucking dick.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's sad because I've got friends that have been Morrissey fans for 25 years, and now they're...
It's like, no, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, they're like, you know, I still listen to the Smiths, but I'm not going to his shows anymore, and no. I'm not, you know, I just can't support him financially at this point.
I mean, is he still putting out music?
I think so.
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, yeah, who knows? Morrissey and the Smiths were never my thing.
Right.
I was never that kind of goth or punk or whatever.
Yeah.
That was never my scene.
Yeah, I never went full on down the Cure / Morrissey / Smiths road.
Right. Like I dabbled in the Cure a little bit.
Yeah.
But really,
yeah.
That was it. I was much more into.
Yeah, I was the Friday I'm in Love / How Soon Is Now person.
Yeah. Yeah. That's as far down that rabbit hole as I went.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I took a peek. Wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Found another.
It's okay, but there's no Disintegration or whatever other Smith stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going that far into it. Yes. It's not a lifestyle.
No. No. I didn't need the hair. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I have much worse hair.
I had floppy 90s hair. I didn't need to hairspray it like Robert Smith.
Yeah. See, I had the like early 2000s like faux hawk.
Uh-huh.
So, except I had sort of longer hair, so it was actually legitimately tall.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't shave the sides because of school.
Uh-huh.
Like I still had to be in like, you know, opera productions and musicals.
Yeah, you needed the business faux hawk.
I needed a business casual faux hawk
that could be, you know, swept to the side and made to look like
right. And what I wound up having
haircut, yes.
I wound up becoming really good with that colored hair gel.
Okay,
so I could use the colored hair gel and get both the mohawk and the color at the same time, and then it just after a couple of washings it washed out.
Yeah.
So it was always fun
and
to
so
walk
it was,
into
it was cleared out by Monday and you could go back
right,
to school.
Right. Yeah, or Sunday whenever I had a concert or whatever. So I'd always show up to rehearsal for the dress rehearsal. I'd show up with the fucking, you know, I had the coolest
color. They're glaring
color.
At you like, that's not going to be there. Is
the
it?
First time I did it, I had this cool, like, color chromatic hair gel that either went from, like, blue to silver to purple based on the light it was in.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so I showed up with that in my hair for, like, a dress rehearsal, and my choir director freaked out. You are not going on stage with that. And I was like, listen, it's hair gel. It washes out. If I show up tomorrow with it, feel free to kick me off stage. Whatever. You know,
take fucking cut. You know,
shave my head. Yeah. So, no. And sure enough, you know, it washed out. It made a really, actually it stained the bath, like the shower in the dorm pretty bad, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, this in retrospect, it's an all-star cast with the I can't remember Begbie's name, but he's in other stuff. You know, the real introduction to Ewan McGregor, Johnny Lee Miller, who's in other stuff.
Robert Carlyle.
Yeah, who goes on to be like Rumpelstiltskin in friggin'.
Hey, he is? Yeah, who he is. My wife loves that show.
Yeah.
I never got into it. My wife was a huge one, and is still a huge one.
I can't stand him as Begbie. Because he's an absolute dick.
Right.
And I've held that against him for so many years because that was
my first taste of him. If you watch Once Upon a Time, Rumpelstiltskin, kind of a dick.
So I don't know how much of that is him. But at one
point... He may be really good at being a dick.
Yeah.
Or he may just be a dick given dick characters.
And at one point, he was under consideration for Doctor Who. And I was like, no, he's a dick. I'm like, you can't do that. He's an asshole.
It's true.
And then they gave it to Capaldi. And, you know, he's
kind of phenomenal.
Kind of a dick.
Yeah, but
it works.
He's a different kind of dick.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... apparently, Trainspotting 2 came out last year.
No, it's been out longer.
It said 2017.
Okay.
T2 Trainspotting.
Okay. Well,
I guess I'm guessing no Ewan McGregor because...
No. It had the entire original
Holy
cast.
Shit. Yes, it did.
Yeah, they got them all back.
Wow.
It had a full UK release.
Wow.
And apparently it basically brought those characters forward 20 years.
Huh.
I guess it was okay.
Proof that guy is also really a dick. He does some video game voice acting. He's Dracula in the Castlevania games. Like Castlevania Lord of Shadow and stuff like that. Yeah, he's Dracula.
Yeah,
so he is a dick.
Yeah.
In everything.
It's his wheelhouse.
Yeah, apparently that's who he is as a person / actor.
No. You can't say that's who he is as a person.
It's who he is as an actor.
It's where he's gotten pigeonholed into
that's true.
After being a you know, after doing well as a dick on screen, they, they're like, hey, you can do this. Yeah.
Yeah. I need a dick. Robert Carlyle.
Yeah. And he hasn't, you know, he hasn't taken the time to reach out to try to undo that.
Yeah. Well,
or,
you know.
Or it has not been successful.
Right.
One or the other. So.
But yeah, they've, yeah, because Once Upon a Time was just never a show I could get into.
No, like, no. I'm,
I tried to watch it with my wife and it,
yeah.
I get the concept. I really do.
I mean, but yeah, it's, I'm not that big into fairy tale stuff.
Right. And apparently it went all into like Disney stuff and they had because it was Frozen season.
Yeah. It was on ABC, which is, you know, Disney, which is owned by Disney. And so, you know, basically, as it went, you know, each year was a different Disney, character,
right,
basically.
Right.
You know, once you got past the first couple seasons where they were laying the groundwork.
Yeah.
And then you get to,
oh, crap. Yeah,
whatever the big thing is, you know, they're going to try to, push that out there. And yeah, they ended up with a Frozen season because, you know, they couldn't let it go. And,
wow, that's a terrible joke.
Yes, yes.
Please pet the dog.
Please pet the damn dog.
Or the dog will take the entire rig that we've set up down.
Yes.
But yeah, that's, I don't know. I did find it very funny to watch where Ewan McGregor has gone from being Sick Boy to Christopher Robin.
He wasn't Sick Boy. He was Rent. Donnie Lee Miller was, Sick Boy.
Sorry.
Who's phenomenal in that role.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He is. But yeah, it is funny to see Ewan McGregor go from heroin junkie criminal to Christopher Robin. The exact fucking opposite of...
Or that's just what you grow up into when you're a heroin junkie. You know, you end up hallucinating, you know.
And you see bears and piglets.
Yes. Well, you know, he was hallucinating him as a child, and that probably led him into his heroin habit. And then,
just trying to recapture his youth.
Yeah.
In heroin.
Yeah. So, yeah. You hit up some hallucinogens later on in life, and your boyhood friends come back.
That would be cool. I'm not gonna lie. It would be interesting. And the concept of, like, have you ever heard of, like, the concept of microdosing hallucinogens?
Yeah.
Like that, in a world where I've hit the lottery and can just sort of say fuck it to, like, societal norms.
Yeah.
That would be something I would be very interested in. Like taking micro amounts of LSD to increase my creativity.
Yeah, and or just, you know, do it as a vision quest type thing.
Right,
yeah,
right. Like, not trip balls, because I'm too old for that shit right now, I think.
Well, if you had millions of dollars, you might not be too old
Be too old. But here's the thing. I'm still, like, young enough to where I don't want to fuck myself up long term.
Yeah.
You know, by going down that road. But the microdose thing would be interesting because maybe it would sort of... I feel like as I've gotten older and I've gotten sort of in the same job, doing the same thing, like, my creativity's been kind of calcified a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
You know, not like... Because, I mean, creativity's kind of a part of my job, but it's a different kind of... It's more problem-solving. Yeah. You know, but my, like, artistic creativity, I feel like, has sort of gotten stale. And I'm like, I could unlock that and just sort of remember what it felt like to create like that again, I could tap back into it.
Well, what you do, it worked for me. Email some musician friends and see if they'll play some music with you.
Well, two of my best musician friends now, well, one of them hates the other. With very good reason. We all hated one of the other ones. He left and went to Norway. And never came back. One of them died. So we're kind of in the lurch there.
Well, you know. You can do what you do, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. And it might be one of those things where I, like, take my viola. And that's the other problem with my job is that I'm, like, working on the extra board. I can't commit to anything.
Right.
Like, I would love to go down and join, like, a local orchestra.
Yeah.
Or whatever and try to tap back into that. But I may miss some, all, or none of the rehearsals.
I may or may not be there on any given night.
Right. Yes. It's always funny when people are like,
Definitely can't commit to it.
I was like, I don't know if I can make it on Saturday afternoon. What about on Sunday? I have the exact same probability of not being there on Sunday as I did on Saturday.
Definitely can't commit to being in the orchestra pit for some play.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Right, yeah. I'm definitely not doing a week run.
For a 2 week run or whatever.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But maybe that will change when I get a regular job.
Maybe.
Again. A fucking again. Regular job that they took from me.
Yes, yes.
That I may be just getting back because I'm going to go back where they took it from.
Yay!
The bastards.
But enough about the work that we don't talk about.
Yeah, I know. Which has nothing to do with the title of the movie, oddly enough.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Well, and I actually, I enjoyed this movie enough in my early days that I bought the book.
Really? Was the book good?
Yes.
Now, here's the thing.
It's good. It's a good book, but it's hard to read.
Huh.
Because it's written in Scottish.
Oh, so you have to learn to read Scottish slang.
Yeah, it's a labor of, making your way through it. And actually having seen the movie helps that because you kind of know what's going on.
So did the book come out before the movie?
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes. Yeah.
It's just sort of one of those things.
Yeah, it was based on the novel by Irving Welsh.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The trick with reading Scottish is you actually, and I figured out that this helps.
You almost say it out loud.
You have to read it out loud. Yeah. And if you ever come to a part, just read the sentence out loud again.
Yeah.
And just speak everything phonetically, and it will make sense. Yeah,
because it's very much, it's written phonetically.
Yeah.
And it's like, it kind of hurts your head to try to read it.
Yeah. But eventually you sort of fall into the groove of it's not Cockney, but it's sort of like street slang.
Yeah. About midway through the book, I kind of found the groove and pushed through.
Then you start powering through it.
Yeah.
But that's sort of how I figured it out.
But there was a sequel book that they thought that the next movie would be, but apparently it's not.
Hmm.
I think it was loosely based on the second book, but not dead on.
I don't know if it, because it, to that, it's either going to be a true sequel, mm-hmm. or it's going to be like a haha reunion flick.
Yeah. And I've heard it's kind of a, let's visit those characters again in 20 years and see what they're up to. And they end up doing, a caper, type thing.
Of course.
Yeah.
They always do a caper.
Yeah. So,
I've been clean 20 years. Let's do a caper.
Yeah.
You never get crime quite out of you. I don't guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
Never been a criminal.
Yeah. But this had some of the greatest comedic moments of my 20s are in this movie between, Sick Boy talking about, his James Bond revelations.
Yeah.
And the absolute worst toilet in Scotland. And
I think I've used that toilet.
And the occasional need to throw out it's shite to be Scottish, in casual internet conversation.
Which actually, that's the way it has changed in 20 years. You will never hear a Scottish person say it's shite to be Scottish.
Well, but that was the thing it was Saturday Night Live. Mike Myers.
Oh yeah. Welcome to all things Scottish. If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
Yeah. So that was the perception that the Scots always gave.
And it is.
And that's what Tommy was trying to say it, and that's why that speech, hit so hard was because
Scottish have a very high opinion of themselves.
It's shit. And it's like, but what about the English? Well, the English are wankers. We're colonized by wankers. We can't even find a good country to be colonized by,
Pretty much.
Which is why it kind of hit because, it's this proud tradition of Scots and.
Yeah.
So it kind of flew in the face of that.
Well, they may wind up being their own country yet.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
After Brexit, they may just join the EU and break away from the UK finally. And just be like, fuck off.
Skexit.
Yeah.
Skoxit.
Skoxit.
Yeah. Yeah, because if they do Skexit, then they have to become the Skexies.
Yeah, we'll go with Skoxit. Then you may have Welsh Skexit.
I don't
Wexit? Wexit just sounds dirty.
And then you end up with wax off?
With Northern... No, you'll never get Irish reunification, so you don't have to worry about that. Northern Ireland's just sort of fucking along for the ride.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they look at it and they go, well, we can be with the British that we don't like. We can be the Irish that we hate.
Yeah.
So I guess we're staying with England.
I guess we're United Kingdom.
I didn't realize that they still had, like, it's almost like a bonfire day where, like, the Catholic or the Protestants make these huge, like, effigies and towers where they talk about, like, killing the Catholics and all of this stuff and burn them.
Yeah.
And then the next day there's, like, mass violence. Like, amongst Catholics and Protestants, still.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't until my buddy from Ireland's like, yeah, this happened in my hometown.
Again.
Yeah, this woman had a flat tire and someone threw a petrol bomb at her, a Molotov cocktail at
her. Yes, yes.
Yeah, thankfully it broke beside her and not on her.
Yes.
Yeah. I did not realize that shit still happens. Why? You're both fucking dumb. That's like arguing over whose imaginary friend is best. Or not even that, you have the same imaginary friend. My way of talking to our imaginary friend is better than your way of talking to our imaginary friend. Fuck you! Fuck you, I say. 1,000 years later, we're still fucking with each other.
Well, I mean, they both kind of have a point. The other church is crap.
Yeah. Guys, yeah, that's what you need a good moderator to sit down and go, gentlemen, you're both right.
You're both right. Both of your churches are crap.
Right. You're both right. So shut up.
You're both assholes. Yeah. You're right. You're both right.
Right.
Go hang out with Morrissey. He'll
yeah.
He'll love you. Not
no,
really.
No, not really. I think Morrissey's just a dick to everybody now.
Didn't we cover that in the first 2 minutes?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, yeah. Yeah.
We had to bring it back around some.
We did. Oh. Morrissey's still a dick.
Morrissey is still a dick.
Yeah.
If there's any irregularities with the sound, it's because we are floating out in the middle of the living room because Joe is packing up,
to move
for job purposes. And, from now on, the show may sound different. We don't know.
It may sound better.
it may be actually higher quality. We're going to be, doing it remotely. Where I'll be in one place, he'll be in another, instead of sitting across from each other in the same room. So we're going to be working on that dynamic for the next couple of episodes, and hopefully it goes well.
Yeah. I hope, because the last thing I want is to sit here and record a 30-minute podcast, and then it fucking doesn't record.
I forgot to hit record.
Something weird happens. You know.
But, we're going to... for anybody familiar with podcasts, we're going to do a double ender, where basically I record my part and he records his part and we're going to patch him back together, which should actually give for better sound quality than what we're doing right now. So
I would buy a Yeti, but they're quite expensive.
They're $100.
$89 on Prime.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would look at it.
Yeah. I mean, a Snowball's $50.
Yeah, the Amazon's 80, so they're, it's not like it's...
Yeah, I mean, the Yeti, I mean, it's not cheap, but it's not horrible.
Yeah, that's true.
So we'll be figuring that out, and next time, I found it at Target, DVD... DVD Blu-ray combo pack, and I do not have a Blu-ray player, but I have a DVD player, so I'm going to give Joe the Blu-ray, and we are going to watch Princess Mononoke, which is a...
Are they still doing the Studio Ghibli, like, in theaters thing?
Yeah, and I think
Mononoke is coming up.
Yeah, I think Mononoke is coming up.
Yeah, if it's up in the next 2 weeks, I may just go to the theater and watch it.
Yeah, fuck you.
Which would be awesome. I've never seen it.
So. Oh, you haven't seen it? Yeah.
No.
It's a Studio Ghibli, and with Studio Ghibli, the digital rights have not ever been figured out for the U.S., so if you don't have physical media, you don't get to watch it legally. So we'll be... jumping off that for next time.
Actually, it's this week.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, in theaters July 22nd, 23rd, and 25th. So
so anybody who goes out to that should come back and listen to us talk about it in 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
And
yeah, it's Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday, so I may go on Sunday.
Okay, awesome.
Just go see it in theaters. I'll take the Blu-ray too, though, because I have a PlayStation 4, which is my only Blu-ray player.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I own one Blu-ray at Step Brothers.
I'll give you a second one. Yay! I'll double your collection.
I will have the weirdest fucking collection of Blu-rays. I own two Blu-rays, and two Blu-rays only. Princess Mononoke and Step Brothers.
Yeah, and I am at Woodle on Twitter, and
I'm that Joe you know on Instagram.
And we will talk at you next time.
Remotely.
Local. Beyond a kind, beyond a frequency, behold a mind, behold a mind. Tear down, waste time, right?